From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last month in the Gulf of Mexico, scientists set out on an expedition to see how the Gulf ecosystem is doing after the BP oil spill. Yesterday on the program, we heard from NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, who joined them on the trip. He told us about a mini-sub being used to explore the seafloor and to examine firsthand the damage done. Well, today, Richard gets a seat in the sub and takes us with him.
To start our trip to the seafloor, three of us scrunch into the titanium hull of a submarine named Alvin on the rear deck of the research vessel Atlantis.
Doghouse, take tension on the main, release the latch and lower away when ready.
The descent through half a mile of inky black water is gentle, almost meditative. And when the sub's lights finally illuminate the bottom, the scene is serene. Fish and shrimp paddle around near the seafloor, going about their business, and crabs scuttle along the bottom.
So the surface doesn't look black and covered with oil in that sense.
No. And it I don't think it would.
Yet biologist Samantha Joy from the University of Georgia quickly notices things that aren't quite right down here. A once magnificent fan coral is covered with brown fuzz, dead.
We're going to be heading towards Sleeping Dragon, target 19.
Pilot Mike Skoronsky guides us past a mound of methane ice the size of a school bus. It's home to creatures adapted to living near natural petroleum seeps. And as we glide along, suddenly the texture of the seafloor changes.
We're now cruising over a spot and looking at it through the downward-facing camera, and looks like cottage cheese. Is that typical?
No, it's not typical. It should just be flat, boring gray, and it's brown, you know, very porous-looking, sponge-like material.
Joy says it looks a lot like samples she collected in September.
That stuff contained a good bit of oil. So I think this is, we're getting into the area where there's been substantial deposition of oil on the bottom.
And the question foremost on her mind is, what is all this brown muck doing to life on the seafloor?
We're heading back to target 7 to pick up the camera, and then I'll call you to drop weights.
Once the Alvin lets go of its iron weights, the sub rises gently to the surface.
Sub's on deck.
And back on board the Atlantis, the scientists go to work, examining many dozens of seafloor samples collected by the Alvin and by a shipboard instrument called a multicorer. There's a familiar pattern. Seafloor samples taken within a few miles of the Macondo well are covered with a 2-inch layer of muck that looks like chocolate pudding. Laura Beer from Joy's lab says you'd almost want to taste it.
Looks like about 55% chocolate.
I'm holding up for the 72%.
Me too.
Humor softens a grim reality. This material is full of dead animals, worms being the most obvious, that were either smothered by the brown gunk or poisoned by it. Joy needs lab tests to figure out its exact composition, but judging by previous samples, she knows what to expect.
It's oil and mucus and marine debris and everything else that's pulled out it through the water column when it came down. So when you're this close in, you could also get some tar and asphalt that's just coming out of the wellhead and rolling down slope.
Samples she's tested from her previous trip contain far less than 1% oil, she says. But that's still 1,000 times more oil than you'd usually find in Gulf mud. Her colleague, Andreas Teska, from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, says most of this pudding is probably oil from the BP well that has since passed through the digestive systems of all sorts of animals on its way to the seafloor. You know those spring algae blooms that sometimes choke coastal bays?
We think that something similar has happened here. It was not a spring bloom, but an oil bloom. And we are looking right now at the remnants of this oil bloom.
Regardless of how it got there, Samantha Joy says this brown muck is killing life that lives on the bottom, and it's not just a passing thing.
Because it's going to take, I would suspect, years for the system to recover, and it's going to take more time for certain components of the system to recover.
Like that dead fan coral. Ian McDonald from Florida State University says it was likely 500 years old when the brown muck came along to snuff it out.
That really was one of these sort of simple examples of that really hit home to me exactly what I've been concerned about.
There are still government officials and scientists who want more proof before they are willing to say that a lot of BP oil did end up at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. McDonald certainly respects that skepticism. It's a healthy element of science.
At the same time, the evidence piles up, and then after a while you say, well, gee, there is oil on the bottom. And I think, you know, as a simple statement at the end of this cruise, I have to say, gee, there is oil on the bottom, and that's too bad.
The scientists are now analyzing their samples back in their labs on solid ground to understand better what they saw at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Richard Harris, NPR News.